Crazy or not, let it never be said that a mere chorus girl defeated a member of the royal family. He tries climbing in her window, but he's a little drunk, and she runs out, locking the door behind her. It's true he slept in her room, but she slept in his apartment. The time is the following evening on a Paris street. Again, you play Dorothy.
Good evening. Didn't you drop something? Me? I want to thank you for last night's hospitality. I had a wonderful sleep. That is, until 6 o'clock this morning. Yes, I was awakened by a man knocking at your door. Persistent fellow. I kept quiet. I didn't say a word. A gentleman never does. Finally, he said, "I know you are there." Oh, no, it's not a lie. No? Well, he gave me a message for you. If you don't pay him his 30 francs, you're not going to get any milk tomorrow. Couldn't have you starving, so I paid him. Tell me, why is that policeman heading our way? It's just a little lover's quarrel, officer. It's quite all right now. We've made up. You're very beautiful. If you hit me, I'll call that policeman. Never. Anyway, they say my heart is in the right place. A pity. It fits your waist so well. My hat, too. I couldn't get back to sleep. Well, he said your pajamas didn't fit me. He was quite right. By the way, would you consider having supper with me again? Fine, bring them along. Perhaps we could all go to Ciro's. Not comfortable? Oh, really? Why, that sounds like... This sounds like an adventure. Peculiar? Oh, of course. Mr. King, very well. You know, I'm rather excited. Yes, rather excited. We'll walk faster. I've never been in a taxi.